Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Four people have died in four separate collisions since Saturday, bringing the number of deaths on Irish roads this year to 144. Those figures are up significantly on last year. They're among the worst recorded in recent times. But I'm joined by Conor Faulkner, Chief Executive of the Royal Irish Automobile Club. You're very welcome, Conor, to the programme. So another weekend now we've seen of awful tragedy on our roads, despite everything that we heard in the aftermath of other recent tragedies, particularly over the summer. It's very hard to watch that scale of loss climb upwards.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's like remembering the road safety situation from 15 or 20 years ago, Claire. And I recall lobbying on the issue then. And you dread Monday mornings to see how bad was the weekend, and another terrible weekend added to the statistics. So what is going wrong? I think we have to remind ourselves that we were doing well, that Irish road deaths had improved compared to European peers, and we really were performing strongly up until about 6 or 7 years ago. And there's been a gradual slippage since then. And for me, the single most important variable is that we've fallen back on road policing. I know every sector of Irish society is looking for more Gardaí. There's nobody wants fewer, but they're desperately needed in the Garda Traffic Corps. It's hugely under strength. And it is probably that, more than any other single variable, which is behind the gradual worsening of the numbers.
And Conor, when you look at what happened over the weekend, we see a variety of different road users, from pedestrians to motorists, involved in these accidents. So that makes it difficult, really, to pinpoint what exactly is going wrong here.
Yeah, that's right. And you can look at a pattern of collisions and it feels desperately random. I mean, even look at the tragedies that happened over the weekend just gone. They're sprinkled in terms of road user type, in terms of their location. It's very hard to say that there's one single cause when accident patterns are like that. But having said that, road safety is very well studied and very well understood. The Road Safety Authority's conference last week, for example, was comparing data from all around Europe. And in some ways, Claire, it's actually not that complicated. The three main pillars of road safety are engineering, education, and enforcement. We know that we're falling down on the enforcement leg of that stool. So, as I say, it frustrates me somewhat when governments respond to this by dreaming up new laws. We don't truly need new laws, but we've got to get a great deal better on enforcement, starting with beefing up the Garda Traffic Corps.
Okay, so you say the three legs of the stool, engineering, education and enforcement. Enforcement is the only place where we're falling down. Engineering okay, education okay.
Well, no. I mean, road safety is a constant battle. It's never something that you're finished. We will always have work to do. And you know, if we stop prioritising road safety, well, we can see what happens. So the numbers start going wrong on us. And we know that all of those numbers represent desperate human tragedy. So you've got to stay on the ball. And that includes across the piece. So taking the engineering side, for example, there are plenty of roadworks and road improvements and everything from hedge cutting to ordinary maintenance that have simply got to be done properly every year, or your roads will become more dangerous. On education, we did have the Road Safety Authority mandated to provide a leadership role in Ireland, you know, commissioning some of that very impactful advertising and leading the conversation. They're not really getting that level of priority from government at the moment. They're concentrating on things like the NCT backlog and the driving test. But we're, you know, I would suggest that, yeah, probably we are weakening a little bit on those other legs of the stool. But there's one thing that does stand out, Claire, and as I say, that's the enforcement. We know we've let that slip. There's no point blaming people for that at this stage, but it's cause and effect. If you lift up if you deprioritize the physical presence of Gardaí on the roads, knowing that it's your single most important countermeasure, well then, as I say, unless you're doing something about that in tomorrow's budget, then those of us who are campaigning on road safety matters are less likely to be thrilled when the announcement is simply more new laws.
So what does increased enforcement actually look like? Are you talking about fixed speed cameras? Are you looking at speed vans? Or are you talking about just a beefed up Garda Traffic Corps?
Well, there is a role for the technology, and it can be enhanced. There can, you know, simply be more speed vans, and they're probably constructive, but no substitute for the physical presence of Gardaí. Garda Traffic Corps is effectively, well, under 700 active at the moment, and it should be at least 1,100. So there's a numbers thing there, Claire. And so I believe you have to do both, but as I say, most important to have the physical presence of Gardaí. We were able to do it during the COVID pandemic. As everybody will recall, you couldn't undertake an unnecessary journey without physically being stopped by Gardaí. And that was terrific for all sorts of reasons. But I think Gardaí themselves would acknowledge that because of resource constraints, they haven't been able to do as much on the roads as they know they need to. So as I say, in a multifaceted problem that doesn't have a simple solution or a simple soundbite solution, but we do know that one of the things that we used to do better and we have fallen off on is that physical presence enforcement.
Okay, and you mentioned tomorrow's budget. I mean, how could tomorrow's budget address this?
Well, financing for the Garda Traffic Corps. I know it's a recruitment challenge. And to be fair, the Traffic Corps has had some improved equipment in recent years. But headcount is down. And I know it's a constant resource conversation. And I know that from the Garda's point of view, like many other employers, it's not just finances. There's a challenge in recruiting and retaining people. But they need help doing that because we need the guards.
Conor, thank you very much for joining us. Conor Faulkner there, back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.